This is Talk Is Cheap on KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene, Oregon, Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. All right, you know, with Trump, you have to wait a while with war to see what he's going to do. So I have to take a break sometimes, and so this is my anti-war overdub show. And in honor of International Women's Month, how about let's stop killing women and children with war, the first casualties of war. So I'll be back next week as soon as the first casualty of war is back, is resurrected. And I've got several great shows for you coming up here, including our corporate healthcare debacle here in Eugene with the Eugene emergency physicians being replaced. And also the Eugene U of O boiler, fossil fuel boiler that they could easily replace with solar panels here in Eugene. So those are just some of the stories that I'm working on in the future here. Rooftop solar, rooftop solar, rooftop solar. Here's my anti-war overdub show. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends, support independent media, and check out your local comedy open mic.
Discussion about the possibility of, in effect, farming out the whole conscious support operations in Nicaragua to another country, which we'll call Country One.
Yes, that's correct.
And did you, in fact, succeed in obtaining money from another country, which we'll call Country Two?
That's correct. I had the practice of meeting periodically with the official from Country Two about assistance we could provide, some cases arms sales, and he intended to provide a contribution of $1 million per month to the Contras through the end of the year.
You have no problems working with the CIA.
We have no problem working with the United States government. And unless the CIA does not work for the United States government, then I think we have a bigger problem.
There have been occasions when some Americans have questioned that, as you know.
Well, thank heavens those occasions was not in connection with Saudi Arabia.
By some pretty strong statements. We've heard talk of a grave constitutional crisis and even been treated to talk about a coup in the White House. Not only does Cheney sort of defend Iran-Contra, but he argues that Iran-Contra is actually a model for how the U.S. should be conducting its national security policy. He is a radical subscriber to this notion of the unitary executive. Effectively, what you're doing is saying, on certain parts of American policy, we don't have a democracy. We have a dictatorship.
As a matter of fact, I was very definitely involved in the decisions about support for the freedom fighters. My idea to begin with.
In my opinion, there's no justification for further restrictions on the power and flexibility of future presidents. National Security League today is mostly composed of people who hit the revolving door multiple times during their life.
The nomination of Richard B. Cheney to be Secretary of Defense is confirmed.
They make a name for themselves in the private industry, and then they come into the government. This revolving door keeps the National Security League very small and very wealthy, and increasing its wealth as it goes up the chain, to the extent that then when you get to the top, as Cheney did, then you can become a member of the plutocracy that runs the country too.
This is an impressive crowd, the haves and the have-mores.
Cheney commissioned a study by Halliburton to find out how much more of the Defense Department could be privatized.
Halliburton, proud to serve our troops.
Halliburton was elated to get this $1 million contract, and of course returned a verdict that, oh, Mr. Secretary, lots more of it can be privatized.
Powerful infrastructure of private companies. Essentially done is to create a network of corporations that have the firepower of small nation states that could, you know, overthrow some small governments around the world.
In essence, we in the United States have privatized the ultimate public function, war.
F-16s and F-18s were firing $6 million within seconds, coming back, rearming, and going up again.
There's no hope of any war, because there's always a small cobble of people for whom war is a really, really good business. It doesn't matter that we're losing the war in Afghanistan. Halliburton could care less. It's good for them, good for profit.
One phone call from somebody on the Hill to someone in the Pentagon saying, hey, turn on the dogs. The Hill's out to get our program. The guys in the Senate aren't on board. We need you to turn on the Gucci shoe guys to straighten this thing out, the Gucci shoe guys being the lobbyists. And what this does is just lock the system up, and that's the whole name of the game. It's called political engineering. And unlike political science, political engineering is real. Self-licking ice cream cone, and it's like a perpetual motion machine for getting ever-increasing defense budgets. The way we do it is by downplaying the future consequences to start a new weapon. We overpromise its performance, underpromise its cost. We then systematically spread dollars, jobs, and profits to as many congressional districts as quickly as possible so that everybody has skin in the game.
The people who are invested in this thing are people like the largest defense contractor in the world, Lockheed Martin. They will die before they see it go.
While you don't know what's going to change the world next, we're probably already working on it.
Lockheed Martin basically just sort of like an octopus and list of tentacles, you know, in all branches of the government. And that's the whole thing. And that's how they operate. They make the mafia look like a bunch of schoolboys.
Fiscal year 1999, 2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, 1.1 trillion missing. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other.
$1 trillion $1 bills stacked high would reach nearly 68,000 miles into space, one-third of the way to the moon.
I got a phone call from the FBI saying that I was a target of a death threat. And that's what happens when you go against the big boys.
Who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them?
There are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that corporations can get out of the penalty box, if
this
you will.
This company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question, please.
The second question, I've forgotten what the second question was.
What better new enemy than an hypothetical, invisible enemy called war in terror?
We're probably already working on it.
While we
this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
As Karl Rove famously said to this reporter, you know, you guys are reality-based communities. We make reality. By the time you figured out, you know, what's wrong with our reality, we've moved on to the creation of another reality.
Did you sell or cause to come into the possession of Saddam Hussein weapons of mass destruction?
Did the United States sell to him? Absolutely not.
Traditional allies, the people of Eurasia, will not rest.
victory is not possible. The war is not meant to be won. It is meant to be continuous. The essential act of modern warfare is the destruction of the produce of human labor. A hierarchy of society is only possible on the basis of poverty and ignorance. In principle, the war effort is always planned to keep society on the brink of starvation. The war is waged by the ruling group against its own subjects, and its object is not victory over Eurasia or East Asia, but to keep the very structure of society intact. Human labor. A hierarchy of society is only possible on the basis of poverty and ignorance. In principle, the war effort is always planned to keep society on the brink of starvation. The war is waged by the ruling group against its own subjects, and its object is not victory over Eurasia or East Asia, but to keep the very structure of society intact.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.